You're listening to the RightStream Radio Network, rejoicing in the flow of creativity. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at RightStream and hashtag RightStream. Thanks for listening to the RightStream Radio Network. Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock Eastern, tune in to RightStream Radio.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Just Believe Radio. I am Lisa Tarvis. I'm the host of the show. And tonight we're going to be doing live readings with Terry Marie, who's known as the Angel Lady. And I'll read her bio in just a couple of minutes and we'll get started. I have a little cold, so I'm a little squeaky. And luckily, I don't have to do too much talking tonight. So I'm gonna leave that to Terry Marie. But I just wanted to let you all know that Just Believe kicks off the week of RightStream Radio every week on Sunday at 7 p.m. Then we, on Monday, have Military Monday with John D. Gresham on at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. All of these are Eastern Times. Tuesday, RightStream Tuesday with Dari Ann at 1. Wednesday, SEO Strategies with Snapperhead. Thursday, Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss, and that is with me and Daria Ann, and we host that show together at 7 p.m. And it's a women's talk show kind of thing. We talk about topics that are important to women. Friday we have the Speculative Fiction Cantina with S.M. Townsend at 6 p.m. And Saturday we have Open, and we're looking for a new show for Saturday. Anyway. Welcome again to Just Believe. The chat room is open. If you're listening and you want to get a reading with Terry Murray, please feel free to call in. The number is 347-945-7246. Again, that's 347-945-7246. If you just want to listen, you can call that number and just listen to the show. Or if you want to get a reading, call that number, press 1. And Daria Ann is out there in the in the queue somewhere, get a screening call. So you'll talk to her when you call in. And we've got lots of people already on the line, and we're going to get to as many people as we can tonight, as we always do. I want to just read Terry Marie's bio. Angel Lady Terry Marie specializes in showing men and women how to directly access and receive divine guidance through their higher self and angels. Raise your inner vibration, your divine wealth frequency, change thought patterns, enhance the law of attraction, and magnify your manifesting power. She helps you discover and explore practical, easy-to-use techniques, tips, and tools to increase prosperity and abundance with more harmony and less stress. The Angel Lady shows you how to trust your intuition and gut feelings with the heightened sense of empowerment and confidence. Her subtle, powerful insights create life-changing transformations from the inside out. Terry Marie has helped amazing men and women in Australia, South Africa, Germany, Canada, the United Kingdom, Mexico, Sweden, Brazil, Belgium, New Zealand, and of course the United States. Terry Marie has the unique ability to connect and communicate with angels, which makes her a highly sought-after angel mentor and angel whisperer. So, Terry Marie, thank you so much for being on. You've been on the show before, and we always are so appreciative when you come back. So, thank you.
Well, thank you, Lisa. It's hard to believe nearly a year.
I know. I can't believe it. It's so funny how, you know, I see your stuff all the time. I see you all the time. My whole thing has always been talking to angels, too. That's how I got my whole psychic development, you know, happened was with angels when I was a little kid. So, you know, I'm always in tune with other people that, you know, use angels for readings. And I see so much of your stuff because I follow you on Twitter and I follow you on Facebook and all of that. And And all of a sudden I'm like, holy crap, Terry hasn't been on for a really long time. And I don't know how that happened, you know? So, and we're doing readings almost every week now. We do that most weeks. It used to be like every other week we did readings, and sometimes I'd have an author on or some other, you know, spiritual teacher of some sort, but we're doing readings pretty much all the time. So hopefully you'll be able to come on more often.
I would absolutely love that. My angels guided me to take a year off, and then all of a sudden one day it's, well, okay, time to go. And I thought, all right, then.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. It's and you know what? Sometimes it works that way. You know, sometimes it's just the way it's supposed to be. You know, sometimes you need that break, you need that time, and you know, when the angels tell you you need a break, then you're pretty sure to listen.
I do my best. Every once in a while, they kind of need to give me a little bit of a nudge, but not too many of them because I don't like that spiritual 2x4 upside my head.
Yeah, right. Nobody likes that. That's never a good thing.
I've had too many of those. I'm sure you have too.
Yeah, I know. Seriously, I don't know if I asked you this last time you were on, but I have this funny noise that I get in my ear once in a while. It's like this high pitched. It's not like a tinnitus thing. It's like it's weirder than that. And I've always called it an angel download. Have you ever heard of anything like that? Okay, do you have that happen?
Yes, often. Most people seem to have the download in one ear or the other. Mine alternate, and
mine does
every great once in a while, I get it in both ears at the same time, and I'm going, okay. Now, the interesting thing, at least from my personal experience, Lisa, is that when I get those downloads, that particular type of download, I'm not able to translate in that moment. I'm just aware that something is being given, either an energy frequency tune-up or tune-in or raising or who knows what, and I just say thank you. So,
yes.
And I'm sure you do too. Like, okay, here we go again.
It's so funny because we all, like, people that you know, like, I never talked to anybody and figured out, oh, it's called an angel download. That's what I always called it, was an angel download. And it's so funny when you talk to other people that have the same thing happen with that ringing that they actually call it an angel download too. So it's like, okay, well, the angels must have named it for us and told us what it was. It's never freaked me out, but mine alternates. It's not always the same ear. It used to be always my right ear. And now the last, I would say, 2 years, it's been alternating back and forth. It's happening more often. I'm noticing that, but I've never had the double ear one. That has not happened to me yet. So I'll look forward to that happening someday.
Not very often, thankfully, because that can be a really high-pitched, at the same time. It's happened maybe 3 or 4 times in the last 10 years.
Wow, okay.
Both at the very same time.
Yeah, that's tough because, I mean, it gets your attention to the point where you're like, whoa, okay, you know, and sometimes it lasts. I mean, usually it's just a few seconds, but sometimes it can last, you know, 20, 30 seconds, and you're like, oh my gosh, what are they trying to tell me now? So it's so funny that we all have that same, you know, that same thing happening, you know, that same download. I don't know. I think it's cool. I think it's kind of cool. So, yeah, we have lots of people holding to talk to you. So we're going to start taking some calls. And again, I'm going to keep muting myself because I'm hacking and sneezing and, you know, all kinds of horrible things. So I don't want anybody to, I don't want it to get in the middle of any of the discussions tonight because I'm just a squeaky mess. So it's taking like everything I have to like get through this. So I'm going to like mute myself and come in and, come in between calls and all of that. So you're on, you're on, you've got these all by yourself. No interfering from me, but I'll be back and, you know, between calls. And, it's probably the same thing I do every week anyway. I keep the mic live. I'm not going to do that tonight because I'll be interrupting everybody with coughing and sneezing. So
let's send you some healing energy real quick before we get started. So Archangel Raphael. please clear out and release whatever Lisa does not need in her body, whatever confusion or transformation is going on. Please help her flow through it with greater ease, comfort, compassion, and unconditional love. And so
thank you. Thank you very much. And I have to say, I don't get sick very often. And I'm very lucky. Like, I'll start to feel sick and then I'm like fine, you know, like the next day I'm fine. I'm really, really good with that. I very rarely get something, but I think this time I'm getting it. I'm not sure I don't think there's every day, in the last couple of days, you know, getting just a little bit worse. So, but if I lose my voice, it'll make my entire family happy. So that's, you know, that's at least good, I guess. You know, they'll like that at least. Anyway, so let me get our first caller on the line. We have Kimberly from Georgia. Hey, Kimberly, how are you?
Good, Lisa. How are you?
Good, good. You're on the air with Terry Marie. Did you have a question for her?
Yes, Terry. My question is about my health. Recently, last year, I had surgery for fibroids. And my doctor just recently told me that I have some more growing. And I just want to know, I guess, how to handle this or what to do, because I know it's something I could do to stop them from growing.
Well, beautiful Kimberly, what is coming to me at this moment, excuse me, is you can do a couple of things. One of them is to imagine or visualize a bubble of pink light around you.
Uh-huh.
And this is for unconditional love. And then you can, around that bubble of pink or deep rose light, you can put a layer of emerald green. Do you meditate, Kimberly?
Yes, but I don't know if I meditate long enough, but yes.
No. Well, you're doing it. So when you go into meditation, imagine a beautiful pink eraser and just softly, not scrubbing, but just softly erasing the fibroids. What comes to mind, given to me, however you want to say it, is that fibroids for women are usually in our reproductive area. So for some reason, at some level, you have felt in the past unloved and my throat chakras being a little blocked. So there's probably at least one or two or, four people that need forgiveness from you, or you need to forgive so that you're no longer exchanging negative energy. And the thing about forgiveness is people go, oh, you know what? I don't want to forgive so-and-so. What they did was awful. Okay, I understand that. But the forgiveness is for you to let go of the pain and the heartache. Because as long as we think, we humans think about something about what so-and-so did or didn't do, then we're exchanging negative energy. And what's worse is that every time we think about it, it feels as if it's happening all over again. So if you can write a letter to whomever, tell them what you need to tell them, and then at the bottom say, I forgive you, and I forgive myself. And what you're forgiving yourself for is buying into whatever rubbish they said or whatever awful thing they did. We tend to buy into we deserved it, or we did something wrong or something not right enough, you know, who knows what. So that when you're finished with the letter, Kimberly, burn it or tear it up, put the pieces of the ashes in the garden, if you can get into the ground, and if not, just put them in the rubbish bin. This is one time you don't want to recycle because you'll recycle the energy. So the primary things are to wrap yourself or put yourself in a bubble of pink light and just really love your body. Okay, thank you. And then one other thing, to take a salt bath once a week. That will help detox your body from the inside out. And you want to use sea salt, any kind of salt except table salt, because that's pulverized into nothing. And that's all I'm getting, sweetie.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Good luck, Shirley.
Good luck.
Thank you. Free, Kimberly.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Let's see. Moving on, we're going to talk to Patricia from New Mexico. Hello, Patricia.
Hi, Lisa, and I send you healing blessings as well.
Thank you.
To the airlines. many yeah. blessings to you. Thank you for your show. Thank
you,
Terry.
Oh, good. I just want to make sure that that you know Terry Marie's on the line, and
yes.
she's
yes.
ready to take any question that you have for her.
Hi, Terry.
Hello, Patricia. Hello, beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you for doing a reading for me. I'd like to know what the angels have to say. I'm in the process, and I am manifesting a life mate for myself. And first of all, before I say anything, I want to make sure I'm not in judgment of anybody. But my primary goal is to have a, because I am vegetarian, and that is very, very important to me, that I manifest a person of the same dietary habits as me, because, you know, food is very important, you know, when you're in a relationship. So I'm not in judgment of anybody, but I'd like to find out if that will happen.
It will. The first thing, Patricia, is to stop saying you're not judging anyone. There's a difference between a judgment and a truth. The truth is, you are a vegetarian, and you are seeking, manifesting, and accepting a person of the same type of vibration. That's not a judgment. It is a choice, and, you know, my parents eat meat. I don't. So we respect each other. So see it as a way of respecting and honoring your choices for what you want. Well,
yeah.
We say those things, and then our words tell us differently. And so that's what's coming first is, don't worry about judging, because it's not a judgment.
Well, I just said that out of respect. But anyway, I'd just like to find out.
Respect you.
Yes, absolutely.
Respect you more and believe it's going to be happening. And, you know, Abraham Hicks and other spiritual teachers talk about acting as if. Well, it's kind of hard to act as if when you're coming home to an empty house or an apartment or whatever it is. So when you go into meditation, that's when you can draw his energy to you and project yours towards him. Because the truth is, in addition to being a vegetarian and taking care of himself, he's looking for you and wanting to find you just as much as you want to be found. So you can, we know we talked to Kimberly about writing a letter, but you can talk to your sweetheart, your life mate, guardian angels, and say, dear soulmate, guardian angels, and tell them what it is you want, who it is you want, what kind of life that you see together. And then at the bottom, write, thank you for this, for him, or someone better. Because no matter how well we think things out, there are always more factors than we can possibly fathom. So you get it as good as you can without limiting yourself. And then thank you for this man, this kind of man, or someone better. Because if you get everything you want and there's someone better, that's even more awesome.
Okay.
Do I see it? Do I see it, feel it happening? Yes. I'm not receiving anything to the contrary. There's also some feelings of, yes, you're worthy and deserving. However, there's some doubt there because of past experiences. So make peace with the past as much as possible so that you open up to what is already waiting for you.
Okay.
I know... No, it's fun. It's interesting because I know what you're like when you're talking about the vegetarian thing. I have to say, you know, it's to me, like, I'm not a vegetarian, but I'm not a big meat eater, but I'm not, my daughter is a vegetarian. I'm not one, but you know, I get, it's kind of like when I was dating, I didn't want to date a smoker. You know, I didn't want to date somebody who smoked because I didn't want to deal with that, you know, the smoke and the cigarette breaks and the, I don't know. I just didn't like the way it smelled, you know, and it bothered me. So I would imagine, I mean, as a vegetarian, that would be just important as, like, you know, finding a non-smoker was to me.
Yeah.
You know, it's, you know, somebody that you spend a lot of your time with, and they need to respect the same, you know, they need to respect where you're, you know, what your true feelings are on certain subjects that are important. And that's one, obviously. So, you know, I think that that's actually very fair to, you know, to want that in a partner.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, that's at the top of my list.
Yeah. A non-smoker was at the top of my list back then, you know, back when I So I know exactly what you're saying. That was a deal breaker. You know, I didn't care if they had kids. I didn't care if they were divorced. I didn't care any of that, but they could not be a smoker. You know, that was I get it. I totally get it.
So, Terry, you see that this is coming definitely manifesting.
Yes. It doesn't feel very far away, Patricia. I'm not getting a definite time frame. But what it is not is like 2 or 3 years down the road. It's much closer than that. And the sooner that you are able to make peace with the past, embrace it, and just release it through unconditional love and forgiveness, then you're going to open up that pathway even more quickly for it to happen sooner. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And I think there was a big purge on Thanksgiving Day because we're out of no reason at all. I threw up that day, and I felt like that was a – I don't know why. I don't know what I ate or what happened or if it was just a download or what. But it was a purging day, and I was that way for 2 days. I could not eat, but I instinctively knew that there was something purged from my life. It was like
good.
A message.
Good.
So.
And that is your physical confirmation that you were, for lack of a better word, throwing up and throwing out the
yes.
past.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's over. I feel better.
Good.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're very welcome,
thanks.
Beautiful.
Thanks for
Thank
calling,
you.
Trisha. Good luck with everything.
Thanks, Lisa.
Right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to move on to Penny in Wisconsin, I believe. Hello, Penny.
Hello, thank you for taking my call.
Of course, thank you for calling. Did you have a question for Terry Murray?
I do. I'm wondering what, I'm on the relationship part here too, wondering what messages are coming for me in that department.
What messages are coming for you in regards to a relationship?
Yep, something long-term.
Oh, okay, so I need to ask you a question first because the more vague a question, the more vague the answer. So are you looking to attract one, Penny, or are you in one?
I'm not in a relationship right now. I am looking to meet someone special, so for long-term commitment.
Okay. And so the question is this really going to happen or are you just daydreaming? Is that what your question is?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, the daydreaming part is good because then you can start imagining your life together the way you would like it to be, how it would feel, what you will do together, those things. And when you do these things, what you are actually doing is enhancing the law of attraction, and that may be, you know, a set of old word law of attraction, la, la, la. And yet, wherever your point of attraction, your inner vibration is, that's what you're going to attract to you. So if you're doubting and having fear, which is a normal human thing, unfortunately, then every time you have that, say, you know what, that's the past, this is where I am now, and I have a life with someone special who I can love and loves me and someone I'm attracted to. Do I sense that it is not going to happen? No. I am sensing a lot of nervous energy like, wow, you know, I'm being brave to ask this question. I'm not really sure I want the answer, because if the answer is no, I'm not going to like it. That's more of what I'm sensing than anything else. And here's the answer. It is happening. It will happen. When exactly, I don't know. They don't often give me time frames. Okay, and I said that, and so now they're making a liar out of me. I'm getting between 6 months and a year-ish.
Okay.
You know, somewhere around there. And this could change as soon as we finish our part of the conversation. It could be sooner, it could be longer. But the point is it going to happen? It's already in its way of happening. So start imagining and visualizing your life together.
All right. Do you know how I'll meet him? Do you get that at all or no?
No.
Okay.
Sorry, not a thing.
Okay. That's all right.
Okay, so this part is just go about your normal day, your normal activities, because he will pop up. And I'm not going to say when you least expect it, because that's such an awful line. But he will pop up. You don't have to change who you are. Just be more of who you already are. So just show up more fully and be your beautiful self, Penny.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome, beautiful.
Thanks for calling in, Penny. Good luck.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, that's great. That's great information. And so much of the time, you know, people are like, okay, so, you know, how long is it going to be till I meet him, and where will I meet him and stuff like that. And that's exactly it. I don't know anybody who ever gets that kind of dialed in information, because I'm not really sure that it's predestined exactly how you're going to meet, just that you are going to meet. And I think it's really interesting when when clients ask me that, I'm like, well, why don't I just like give you directions to his house? That'd be cool. You know? They're like, could you? That'd be great. But you know, that's the kind of information though. Saying just go about your normal day. You don't have to do anything different. You know, once in a while, I'll get something like they'll tell me, you need to get out more. You're not socializing enough. You need to socialize more or stuff like that. So I get that sometimes too for clients, but you never really get like specific. Yeah, you're gonna be at the grocery store on such and such date, and he's going to be, I don't know, feeling melons.
Well, there are too many variables and too many decisions between now and that point
right.
of intersection. And,
right.
you know, now that Penny and Patricia have this information, it changes
right.
everything in a very positive way. So
Whoa.
What was before we got on the call no longer is.
Exactly. That's great. And I hope it helped her. She sounds really sweet. She deserves, she definitely deserves find someone good. So let's
absolutely.
Yeah, let's move on to Elizabeth from Arizona. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm fine. How is everyone else? Of course, we know Lisa's under the weather.
slightly under the weather, yes. But I could be much, much sicker. I don't have a fever, so that's good. I don't like fevers.
It's okay, honey. We all go through this. Believe
yeah.
me.
Yeah. I get a fever, I turn into a 4-year-old, so, and my husband can't take it, so, you know, so far so bad. But anyway, about you, Elizabeth, how are you, and what kind of question did you have for Karen?
Well, mine, I don't know, it's not so much as cut and dry, it's just that I have a hard time during the holidays, because I am by myself, and I really would love to see that changed. And I guess maybe that's part of it. I fight that feeling of, oh, why am I here kind of a thing, because I know that I'm here. I know the angels have brought me here for very good reasons, you know. So It's just I really end up finding it this time of the year.
I totally get that, Elizabeth. I have been on my own without a partner for, I don't want to tell you how long. I'm not saying I haven't had one or two in the last, you know, XYZ years. When it comes to the holidays, it is more difficult because so much of our culture, even worldwide, whatever holiday we are celebrating, whether it's Christmas or Kwanzaa or Hanukkah or any of the other high holy days, there is such a sense of family and companionship and togetherness. And for those of us who are on our own, it can be very difficult. So
I keep myself busy, and I throw myself into a lot of things.
I find that feeling, you know. So what's coming through for you, Elizabeth, is okay, we're just going to say it like we're getting it. When you feel those particular moments that are stronger than the others and you're not able to just, you know, you're not getting stuck in them too much, but when those moments are a little bit more of a challenge than the other ones, if you're in a place where you can do this, then stop and close your eyes and take 3 deep breaths and tell the angels to come and wrap their wings and their loving energy around you so that you can feel it. And there was a time in my life, maybe 6.5, 7 years ago. So it had been happening for a while, but it has stopped now, and I'm grateful for this. And what I used to do was my elbows would be on the kitchen sink, kitchen counter, my head in my hands, and I would be sobbing because I felt so alone. And I would literally do this, what I'm sharing with you, is I told the angels, I need to feel you. I really need to feel you. I need to feel your energy. Now, you and I both know that angel energy is phenomenal. It's not the same as human touch. However, it is very comforting. It is healing. And we no longer feel alone when we tune in to that energy. Now, I'm not saying that it was totally gone, but what I did notice within a few minutes is I was able to go on with my day without feeling so forlorn that I couldn't do anything and couldn't function. When you are able to open up in this way and accept their loving, compassionate, nurturing, healing love, that raises your vibration from the inside out, beautiful. And you will then be more attractive to yourself and to the one who's seeking to be with you.
Okay.
Does that make sense, Elizabeth?
It does.
Okay, good. All right.
And Elizabeth, before you go, one last thing. And keep saying it, I want to feel your energy, I want to feel it, I want to feel it until you're feeling something. And as you practice this, you will become more and more in tune and be able to feel it sooner and stronger.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you very much, Terry.
You're welcome, beautiful.
Good luck, Elizabeth.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You know, it's so funny around this time of year how everybody, you know, people get really into the, you know, I know for me with my readings and things like that that I do, a lot of people are asking about relationships a lot between I don't know, probably right before Thanksgiving through the beginning of the new year. You know, that just everybody wants to know, hey, what's happening with my love life, you know, and I never really connected it before we had Elizabeth on the line. And I was thinking, this makes a lot of sense because it's like, you know, that's the time of year when people want to be, they want somebody, you know, they want to have somebody to share this time of year with. So, you know, I just made that connection when she was talking and you were talking to her. I'm like, oh yeah, that's why. So yeah, it's that kind of, it's that type type of kind of year or whatever, time of year. Time of year, it's that time of year. Ugh, I need medicine. Anyway. I really think, okay. All right, anyway, so we're going to move on to Patty in Missouri. Hello, Patty.
Hi there. How are you tonight?
Good. Thanks for calling in. Did you have a question for Terry Marie?
Yeah, I did. Regarding work, I'm getting laid off from my job here in the next few weeks, and I'm thinking about returning to Florida, and I just want to see if there's, like, a little more opportunity going on there, and would I find something rather quickly?
Yes. That that was coming through as soon as you said work-related. It was like something better, more fun, that you can really sink your teeth into, better pay, better environment, just more lucrative. The word is lucrative is coming through. And so, yes, absolutely.
Sure.
I mean, it's a short answer, but I tried to fill in some of the blanks, but what I got was yes, before you even finish asking the question.
Okay, great. Do you think I'll get something right off the bat? Because I don't really have money to not be working.
Okay, and so yes, and so here's the other part. Patty? Is it Patty?
Yes.
Patty. So here's the other part, beautiful Patty. Remove the doubt and fear as best you can, and know that there is the right and perfect position waiting for you, and you have more than enough to get you moved and have your new position. So stop thinking, well, I really can't afford not to be working, because that's going to sink you. I don't like to use that word, but it's going to challenge you, and so it will be more, you will be pushing away what you want. It'll be more of a challenge, take a little bit longer. And if you turn around and say, yes, we're moving, this is the right opportunity. Florida is warmer. It's where I want to be. And my right and perfect job is waiting for me. All I have to do is get there, put out my resume, and I'll have something within 2 weeks or less. Period. Done. Boom.
Hey, I get it. You're just changing the thinking patterns.
Absolutely. And every time ego chitter chatter, the human self says, yeah, but say thank you. We're moving. Come along with me. Or stay behind by yourself, but I'm going.
Yeah, I'm just on my own. I'm just going by myself.
Well, take your angels with you, Patty.
I will. And thank you kindly. I appreciate it so much.
Thanks for calling in, Patty. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you. Good night.
Bye.
Be blessed.
Okay, let's see. Let me just see. Yeah. Why don't we take a quick commercial break, play a few ads, and do that. And then we'll be back with more readings from Terry Marie in just a couple of minutes. Hold on, everyone.
Honor Flight provides, at no cost to the veteran, the opportunity to see the memorial that the American people have built on our National Mall. And I think that there's probably no better organization out there today that can provide something to somebody for nothing.
If anyone wants to see the importance of Honor Flight, look into the veterans' eyes and how they tear up when they are brought here.
When they walk into that memorial and they see that their friends will never be forgotten, that the sacrifice that they paid will always be cherished, always revered, always honored by this nation, they're taken back by that.
The best program I've ever been associated with. You know, we're all in the same fraternity. If it hadn't been for these guys, I don't know where we'd be today or what language we'd speak.
I say about the terrorists, Al-Qaeda, if it weren't for these guys, we wouldn't have to worry about terrorists today. We'd already be occupied. We'd already be a different country. So we owe them a lot.
We're racing against a clock. In another 5 to 7 years, it'll be a moot point. They will be gone. We're working as fast as we can but we need so much support from so many people to make these dreams a reality. This is probably the last chapter in their lives, and for some, it's literally the last paragraph of their lives. What a way to end their stories.
This has been one of the really great days of my life.
I'm sure glad I was able to live long enough to see it.
Hi, I'm Diane.
And this is Denise.
And we want to invite you to listen to the History Goes Bump podcast.
Ghost tours for the theater of the mind.
The History Goes Bump podcast. A show featuring a look at historic locations, people, and events with a twist. This history podcast is haunted. So grab your slippers, hot chocolate, flashlight, and maybe even that baseball bat, and join us.
You can find the show at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and other various podcast catchers.
Check out the website at historygoesbump.com.
Keep it spooky.
Tuesday afternoons at 1 o'clock Eastern on the Right Stream Radio Network, tune in to host Daria Ann for Right Stream Tuesday. Daria Ann interviews talented authors in a variety of literary genres, from urban fantasy and historical romance to autobiography and science fiction. Right Stream Tuesday celebrates the creativity that flows through every author. It also delves into the all-important publishing and marketing aspects of writing, including the benefits and pitfalls of independent publishing versus traditional publishing, and how to effectively use social media for success. Right Stream Tuesday with Daria Ann. Tuesday afternoons at 1 o'clock Eastern on the Right Stream Radio Network.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. You're listening to Just Believe. I'm Lisa Tarvis. I can't even say my own name. I'm Lisa Tarvis, and we're on the air tonight with Terry Marie, who's also known as the Angel Lady, and she's giving readings that she gets information from the, obviously, angels, and she's doing live readings for us tonight. So we've got a few more people holding, so let me get to the next caller, if you're ready, Terry.
Ready, Lisa.
All right. I've got, okay, I'm going to mess up this name. It might be Rami, I don't know, Missouri. I know I'm butchering your name. Is it Rami?
It's Rami.
Rami. Darn it. I had a 50-50 shot. All right. Did you have a question for Terry Marie tonight?
I do. I want to travel next year, and do you see travel in my future with the money to come with it? Because I want to go a few places.
I'm sensing two trips.
Good. Do you know where?
Where is it you want to go?
Well, I want to go to Croatia and Florida.
Yes. Okay. Croatia feels first, Florida feels second.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Well, thank you.
You're very welcome, Rami.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right. Good luck. Enjoy your trips.
I will. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. All right, moving on, we've got Debbie calling from Pennsylvania. Hey, Debbie.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you.
I'm going to
have a general reading, what the angels want me to know. Maybe a little more specific regarding my family situation. There's a lot of stress that we've experienced. That's been ongoing for almost a year now, over a year, actually.
It's been brewing for quite a bit longer than that, Debbie. There's quite a lot of tension, even before you mentioned the word stress. So So what you can do to help soften the edges for everyone, and it's not solely your job, but you're the one who's asking, you're the one who's aware that you can do something more or that something more can be done.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh, breathe, beautiful, because there's an awful lot of pain and hurt and tension in your heart chakra.
Oh.
So one of the things is for you to detox your body is to take a salt bath, okay? The
mm-hmm.
other is you can write your family a letter, you know, as a group, but what I'm receiving more specifically is to imagine everyone in their own bubble of pink light. Because when you're projecting, breathe, unconditional love, then forgiveness also comes along with it. Now, it's not your job for everyone to be getting along just fine, and it's not your job to mediate. However, you're the one who's asking.
Mm-hmm.
You are the one who has more of a connection to the spiritual realm than the others do. Oh, gosh, if you would please breathe, because it's really hurting.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. It'll go
yeah,
away a little bit.
You're saying a lot of
yeah.
stuff that makes an incredible amount of sense. So I don't even, I guess I do realize because I'm just constantly out of sorts.
Okay, so the first, see, the bubble of pink light is going to help your family, but more so it's going to help you. And it's not that we don't care about your family, but you're the one who's here, and so in this moment, you're the only person in the universe we care about. So take a salt bath at least once a week. Write the person, it seems like there's one person in the family who is the biggest pot stirrer. So, this
yes.
is the nicest way I know how to put it, okay?
That
write a letter to that person
son.
And tell them the shit, I'm sorry?
That would be my 16-year-old son.
Okay, well, speaking to him in physical form is probably going to go right past his ears and not even get anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So what you can do is write him a letter to his guardian angel and help him to heal whatever needs to be healed in himself. You can give him your mother's unconditional love by putting him in that bubble of pink light all by himself, because he needs lots and lots and lots.
Okay.
And it has nothing to do with how well you love him or nurture him or take care of him or being a good mother. It has nothing to do with that. He came in with stuff into this lifetime. Oh, wow. Okay. A little bit
oh,
of
wow.
what I'm picking up is he was a warrior. And this is, I don't know that it was Roman time, but I'm getting ancient armor, well, ancient for us. Something like Roman or knight, like a knight from England or something. So it's been a while.
Okay.
And his soul didn't quite, what do you call that? Thank you. Resolve and assimilate enough. So he brought some of that anger in with him. Is he a pretty tall guy?
Yeah, he is. He's 6'4".
Holy camoly. And he's got the bulk to go with it?
No, he's not bulky. My husband is bulky. My husband's 6'3" and bulky.
Oh, gosh. And they have loggerheads, don't they?
They have what?
They have bump heads.
Lately it's both of them. I mean, I have two sons, and but yeah, that's been a challenge.
Okay, so it's not your job to fix them,
mm-hmm.
but you can love them, so each one of them gets their own bubble.
Okay.
And you can write a letter to your son going, you know, and say it in however your language is. You need to straighten up and fly right, do what you need to do, heal this. I will help you, you know, in the spiritual realm. And then to your husband, you say, you know what, he's a kid, do what you need to do, but... And you can tell your son, you need to respect your father. So in these ways, you're not in the middle of it physically because you don't want to be there because you will get run over.
Okay.
Actually, you have been run over a couple times, so are you getting the message?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. And there's one other thing to do, and this is Debbie, right?
Yes.
Thank you. I'm tuning into the energy more than the names, and so I apologize to everyone if that didn't register. What else you can do is to burn incense in your home at least once a week to clear out the energy. When you burn incense, you want to leave a window or a door open just a teensy bit so that the energy has a place to go. It's not going to zap anyone, but it just needs to cycle. And the energy The incense is either sage, lavender, copal, or sandalwood. Any of those.
All right, because I have actually been burning, I have a diffuser, a peppermint essential oil.
It's not strong enough.
Okay.
You're not saying don't use a diffuser, but you also need to do the incense as well, because the diffuser, it's very soft and subtle, and what's going on in your house is not soft and subtle at all.
Right. Now, we just recently moved here, and I actually have a stick of sage, and I've been meaning to smudge the apartment. Is there anything prior to us being here?
Nothing significant, or you would not have chosen that apartment. It's just leftover stuff on top of your stuff. So send that.
Okay.
Absolutely do a deeper smudge with a sage bundle or loose leaf sage so the incense sticks won't be deep cleansing enough to start off with. But once you do it, Debbie, then do it weekly.
Okay. Do the incense weekly?
Do the incense weekly, and you need to take a salt bath weekly because as much testosterone is being flown around there, you don't want it getting caught in your body, okay?
I think it probably already is because, like I said,
Just being able to talk about it and having some practical things to do in physical form are going to help you. And your heart chakra has already dumped and released quite a bit, which it needs to do. And the salt bath will help release what's been caught in your body.
Specific kind of salt, sea salt or Epsom salt? Sea salt.
Can use sea salt. I don't care for Epsom salt. Some people like them. I'm not partial to that.
Okay.
So sea salt, any kind of organic salt. And while I haven't tried it, one of my teachers says that people can use the salt that goes into the water softener system.
Okay. I'm not familiar with it, but I'll just stick with the sea salt.
Okay. And if you have lavender oil, then you can put lavender oil in the sea salt. And then put the salt into the bath because put lavender oil in the bath. Well, that's fine, but then the oil sits on top of the water and you get nothing but nice smell. So if you put the lavender oil, what are they telling you? Lavender or sage or both. Lavender, sage, peppermint. Eucalyptus is not one I would usually use for the bathtub. However, that's what they're giving me. So you can use a combination or any one of those. You want to put it in the salt and let the salt absorb it for at least 5 or 10 minutes before you put in the bath water. That way, when the salt dissolves in the bath water, you get that energy, that cleansing energy from organic essential oils in the water and not on top of the water.
Okay. All right. Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, beautiful.
Good luck, Debbie.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Bye-bye. You too. Bye. Bye-bye. Okay, let's see. We've got time for a couple more. Tanisha from Georgia. Hello. Sorry, I'm squeaking. Hello, Tanisha. How are you?
Hi. I was just calling to see if the angels have anything about new employment for me.
Cool. Beautiful lady, somebody has beat you down awfully bad and made you feel less than worthy, less than deserving. and that you weren't very valuable. Well, they're lying. They were big bullies, and it's totally the opposite. So here's what you can do to start turning that around so that you feel more confident, more empowered, and show up more fully so that that right and perfect position comes to you sooner rather than whatever it was someone said or did, which made you feel like you're not going to get something very much. Words are coming so quick, I'm stumbling. So write down what it is you want in a job. You can, you know, the kind of industry, how much you want to get paid, the kind of work environment. Okay, breathe, beautiful. Because whatever that person made you feel or said to you, it was really a reflection of themselves, and they got off on the power trip of controlling other people's lives. And if you can find it in your heart, this will take you so far in healing your own heart, which is the primary purpose. Write that person a letter, dear so-and-so, and tell them like it is. Hold nothing back. Say all of it in words, and preferably do this by hand, Tanisha. And then when you're done, write it at the bottom, say, I forgive you. And you can say, I forgive you for being a you-know-what or whatever. And then I forgive myself. And what you're forgiving yourself for was believing and buying into all the rubbish that they said and all the awful things that they did.
Okay.
And that will, if you can do that, gosh, tonight before you go to sleep, that will be good. And, okay, I'm being told to do it twice more because it's so strong that it's going to take more than one letter writing for you to get this out to where you feel like you've actually, okay, well, I'm going to tell you that. All right. So after you write the letter,
and
you can also do this.
Not to cut you off. I don't think, I'm not sure if you're picking up like a woman from my practicum, like when I was back in school. But I think you feel I'm really depressed right now. I'm concerned about the jobs, but I know I'm capable of getting them. I just feel in a place that I'm really, really alone down here in Georgia, and I just really want to leave.
Well, you can leave, and I can only share with you what I'm picking up. So maybe it's right now, and I don't want you to try and make it fit. All I can share with you is what I'm picking up.
Okay.
So that's what you wanted to do. All right. So in addition to the letter to whomever, and it could just be to the universe, all right, but there's something trapped inside your throat chakra and your heart chakra. And the part about which now makes more sense, you can do this other thing called what I call the two-chair technique, Tanisha, and have two chairs facing each other, no table in between, nothing, just two chairs facing each other. And you can be in one and then imagine you, your other self, in like a twin sister or something in the other seat. So just picture you in the other seat. Tell her how much you love her, support her, and everything else, and how special she is and how many gifts and talents and skills and abilities she has, and that her right and perfect supervisor and job are waiting for her, and that will help empower you.
Okay.
And if you want to move, then decide where you want to move to, see yourself doing it, and getting the right and perfect job. And if you want to stay in Georgia, then stay there. If you don't, then start seeing how you can help your angels get you to where you want to be.
Okay.
Okay, sweetie? And I'm seeing something like in January-ish, like mid-January to the end, it may be sooner than that. Depends on how much work you're willing to do to get rid of and to create space for it.
Okay. Is it in the same state? Because I was applying for tabs all over.
Well, the reason I'm not getting something concrete is because you haven't decided to stay or not.
Okay.
Once you make a decision on where it is you want to go, then the job is going to follow quickly behind. You can stay in Georgia or you can move somewhere else. And the reason I'm not getting anything is because there's nothing settled yet.
And that's correct. It's just like I'm just nervous because I'm the type of person that, like, I might get somewhere and thinking that I really want to be there, and then I'm, like, disappointed. So I'm not sure. I don't even think it's just the place anymore. I think it's just with me, and I just do not know how to fix that. So I don't really know where I'm going to go.
So how you fix that is you start doing the healing work where you are, because every time you move, all you do is take you with you.
Mm-hmm.
So you write the letter to yourself if that's what you need to do. You do the two-chair technique. You take a salt bath. You do a lot of the other things that we've been sharing with the other beautiful women. And you start doing the healing work because it feels like you're trying to run away from yourself. And that you can't do, unfortunately.
Okay.
So turn around and embrace yourself in all of your beauty, all of it. And as you become more forgiving and loving and compassionate with you, Tanisha, things are going to start to fall in place. You may still move, but you won't be taking your old you with you.
Okay.
Come and see me on Facebook and tell me how you're doing.
I deleted my Facebook.
Okay, well then. Alrighty then.
Good luck, Tanisha. I hope everything gets better for you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. We're going to just take one more. I want to get everybody, by the way, I want to give out Terry Marie's web address, which is angelladytm.wordpress.com. And you can go there and get on her email list or set up an appointment, obviously you don't have to do it in person. You can, sign up for one of the many, many things she has going on you teach classes too, don't you?
I do. And somehow I gave you the wrong information. The website is actually angeldreamteam.com.
Oh, well, that's probably because I didn't actually look at what you sent me and I just Googled it. So there you go. Angel Dream. Let me just redo this. Apparently you have stuff all over the place. Hold on. Okay. So it's angeldreamteam.com. Oh, that's much prettier. Oh, I like
Isn't
that.
It?
That's pretty, yeah. It's a great website. Okay, everyone. So I'm an idiot and I was wrong. It's angeldreamteam.com. And it's actually really pretty. So I'll put that in the chat room because I've been putting the wrong information in the chat room. So let me fix that right now. But we're going to we have time for just one more caller. Obviously, by the way, everyone, Terry Marie is on Facebook, which she just said, and she's also on Twitter, and her Twitter handle is @AngelLadyTM, right?
Yes.
AngelLadyTM. Okay. TM standing for Terry Marie. See how smart I am? Anyway.
You are smart.
I know. I picked right up on that. All right, we're going to go to Javier from California. Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Good. Did you have a question for Terry Marie?
Yes, I'm working in this project, and I would like to know how soon it's going to kick off, or
can you give me a little more information, please, Javier? Just a little more so I can tune in more to your energy and get the information for you?
Yes, this project, I left my work and everything to work 100% on this project. In getting this group together, and it seems that it's I mean, kind of shaky because Christmas and all that, and I just need to acquire more clients and all that.
Okay, well, this is kind of an indirect answer. The first thing that came up is in June. And before you start freaking out, I'm not picking up that it's not going to start kicking off until June, but something important in a positive way is going to happen for you in June. In the meantime, what do you want? Without getting too much into your own confidence and your sacred space, can you tell me what kind of an industry it is? And what I'm trying to do is to get through the fear and the stress of not being able to get what you want right away. And so the little bit more you can tell me, then I can sift through the resistance of all that extra stuff.
Yeah, it's more like I'm in the spiritual business. I'm collecting a bunch of people who give classes and all this stuff on the internet.
Okay, and so they're all depending on you to be the focal point, and all of a sudden, instead of having people contribute, you're kind of like the one person who's supposed to be all of a sudden pulling everything out of thin air?
Yes.
Okay. So, wow. Okay, so here's what I'm receiving for you is, before you go to sleep tonight, or at least get started, so you want to date something. So today is what? December 7th. So it is now December 7th, 2015. And I am so grateful for the past 12 months. In the past 12 months, I have. And then you start filling in the blanks. You can include the physical location that you want to have at some point, the online classes, the physical classes, the healer's rooms, the reader's rooms, the events that you're looking at, to include how much gross revenue you want to have for yourself.
Uh-huh.
Write all of that down in as much detail as you can. And then at the very, and it may take you a day or two, and that's okay. And I have done this for myself, and mine is updated October 28th. 2015. And when I first did it, I wrote it all in pencil because I like to refine things, not to paint me in a box, but you want to do it all in past tense language, as it has already happened, not will happen, not is going to, or might, or hope. It has already happened. What you're not doing is lying to yourself. You're creating space for all of this to then fill in. Because once you do this, you're going to meditate with it at least once a week, more often if you can, and get to that space where you're absolutely in harmony and in alignment with what you want, what you're trying to create for others. And you can hold these people accountable to help bring people into this, meaning, you know, their own email lists or referrals or something. Don't accept this as you're the only person who can do this. They need, the spiritual people also need to be bringing their own 2 cents and 5 cents into it.
Okay.
Does that help?
Yes.
And the less you worry about Christmas and other things and allow it to flow, it may be a little less abundant than you usually have because you used to have a job. But you know what? People either accept it or they don't. And while the hangers are the ones who are just energy vampires, Javier, allow them to float away. You're not responsible to feed them all the time.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. And
good luck.
I hope that helps enough to get you started. Sorry, Lisa.
No, that's all right. No, absolutely. Good luck with everything.
Thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, Terry Marie, it was great having you on, and I hope you'll come back real soon. I'll send you an email and get you on another date soon. I really enjoy when you do your readings, and I love that you talk to angels and everyone. Her Terry's website is angeldreamteam.com, angeldreamteam.com, and you can visit her there. You can follow her on Twitter at angelladytm and find her also using her name on Facebook. So that is it. Thank you again. I really appreciate it. Thanks thanks for being on and putting up with my squeaky voice.
Well, hopefully you will feel better very soon, and it's always a pleasure and an honor to share this time with you and everyone who's listening.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that, and we appreciate your time. And again, everyone, please visit Terry Marie's website at angeldreamteam.com. And I love that title, by the way, Angel Dream Team. That's just, I love that. So,
everybody
go there, visit that, and see everything Terry has to offer. Thanks so much for being on, Terry.
Thank you, Lisa. Merry Christmas to everyone.
Merry Christmas to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, everybody, that's the show for tonight. I appreciate everybody listening and dealing with my crappy voice and calling in, and all of you that are listening in the archives. If you're listening and you want to call in on next week's show, feel free to do that. If you call in, you can start calling in actually at 6:45 p.m. Eastern time. If you call in like 6:45, you're going to for sure get on the show, almost for sure get on the show. So the earlier you call in, because we do take them, the calls in order, and we do get a lot of callers. So everyone call in nice and early, and you should definitely be able to get a reading next week from whoever I have on next week, which I don't even know if I've booked it yet. So anyway, but I'll cover it. Don't worry. And if I can't find anybody else, I'll be my own guest again. I like doing that. Anyway, next up on the Right Stream lineup is Military Monday with John D. Gresham. That's tomorrow at 1 p.m. Follow us on, you can go to our the Right Stream Radio Network website, which is rightstreamradio.com, and you can listen to any of our archive shows from there, and you can learn about all the other shows we have on the network and all the hosts that host those shows. And you can find me at lisatarvis.com, and you can follow me on Twitter at lisatarvis, and you can find me on Facebook using Lisa Tarvis. So again, everyone, thanks so much for listening. Call in next week, get a reading from whoever we have on doing readings next week. So everyone, again, thank you so much for being with us tonight, and we'll chat next week. Thanks, everyone. Bye.